listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a national news briefing. Starting with some breaking news, Australia has lost one of its biggest stars of the airwaves from the 80s and 90s. Radio, TV personality and comedian Doug Mulray passed away overnight, age 71. Tributes are flowing in with Southern Cross Old Stereo boss Grant Blackley saying he was radio royalty and an absolute legend. He's also being remembered as being highly intelligent and cheeky. To other news now, where more than 2 million Aussies sitting on a minimum wage are eagerly waiting to see if they'll be given a pay rise. The federal government will today make its submission to Fair Work's annual wage review. Unions want that rate bumped up by 7% to just under $23 an hour to keep up with inflation, which is sitting at 6.8. But the head of the Australian Chamber of Commerce, Andrew McKellar, reckons that's too high.
What business wants to see is an overall increase of 4%. If we go above that, the Reserve Bank has indicated that wage outcomes above 4% run the risk of feeding back into inflation.
Any changes will kick in from July. The federal court has made a landmark decision on public holiday work just days out from the Easter long weekend. The change will require Aussie employers to ask workers if they want to work a public holiday. Gone are the days that we'd be rostered on without us agreeing. From today, trans women who've been through male puberty won't be able to compete in elite track and field events as a World Athletics ban comes into effect. Athletics Australia says it's required to abide by the rules, however, has backed the WA Council in setting up a working group to further consider the issue, while Sally Goldner from Just Equal Australia has slammed the decision, instead calling for a case-by-case approach.
And the fact that they come into effect on the 31st of March, which is Trans Day of Visibility, the most positive day of the year, shows total insensitivity on behalf of World Athletics.
A US journalist has been arrested in Russia. Evan Gershkovich from The Wall Street Journal is accused of trying to obtain classified info, but the newspaper denies this. It marks the first time since the Cold War that an American reporter has been detained there on spying charges. And Quentin Tarantino says he's completed the script for his last movie. The director, known for the likes of Kill Bill and Pulp Fiction, says he will still likely shoot the new film that'll be set in the 70s and called The Movie Critic. A historic night in the AFL. Jamara Ugal-Hagen made a powerful statement as his 5 goals fired the Bulldogs to a 14-point win over the Lions last night. The Indigenous star lifted his jumper and pointed to the colour of his skin after being the target of racial abuse last weekend. Skipper Marcus Bontempelli has told Seven his young teammates stood tall under extreme pressure.
To step up and play the way that he did, mate, you have to be proud.
Tonight, the Tigers are without Dusty Martin against the Pies at the Another big night in the NRL. Roosters coach Trent Robinson has given an update on James Tedesco after a nasty head knock in the win over Parra last night. The skipper was ruled out due to concussion in the first half after a late hit from Eels winger Bailey Simonson. Robinson says Teddy appears to be okay.
He was pretty good. He remembered, sort of, you were talking about the height and all of that and the contact. It was disappointing, you know, to lose Teddy so early.
In tonight's doubleheader, it's the Raiders and Panthers before the Bunnies and Storm. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, mostly sunny in Brisbane, reaching a top of 29, similar skies on the Gold Coast and 27, sunny for Sydney, 25 the max, while showers developing for Melbourne at top of 19, an arvo shower or two for Hobart, 17 the max, patchy showers and 22 in Adelaide, showers and a possible storm for Perth, a top of 23 degrees. The Listener app is the new home of your local news. Join now to listen live or on demand. Passed away overnight, age 7. To other news now.